To Britain now, where the Conservative Party is on course for heavy losses in local elections in England, the first electoral test for Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. With 82 of 230 councils declared, Labour and the Liberal Democrats are both making gains. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak admitted it was disappointing, but said he would continue with governing.
The message I am hearing from people tonight is that they want us to focus on their priorities and they want us to deliver for them. And that's about halving inflation, growing the economy, reducing debt, cutting waiting lists and stopping the boats. That's what people care about. That's what they want us to deliver. And that's what I and the government are going to work very hard to do.
The opposition Labour Party leader Sir Keir Starmer said his party was on course to win the next general election. He greeted supporters in Medway in Kent, where the council is now controlled by Labour for the first time in 25 years.
First victory here since 1998. An amazing, amazing set of results. I didn't doubt it when I saw the energy and the commitment and the case that we were making. But what a fantastic result.
John Rentall, chief political commentator with the London Independent, joins us. John, thanks for taking our call. Less than half these councils declared at this stage, but there does seem to be a pattern here. How significant a setback is all of this for the Conservatives? How big a win for Labour?
It's a good, solid victory for Labour, but it's not, contrary to what Keir Starmer's been saying, it's not putting Labour on course for a majority government. Keir Starmer, if this had been a general election yesterday, and that's what all these number crunchers have been doing, they sort of project the numbers to show what would have happened if people had been voting in all the parts of the country that didn't vote. Keir Starmer would be Prime Minister, but he'd be heading a minority government in a hung parliament. So it's not so terrible that the Conservatives should just give up and go home.
Is there much evidence from these elections of what might happen in the red wall constituencies, those constituencies particularly across the north of England that were taken by the Conservatives under Boris Johnson that Labour needs to win back?
Yeah, well, Labour's been winning some of them back quite convincingly. There's been some analysis of the numbers suggesting that former Leave areas have been voting very strongly Labour. That's the sort of the red wall coming home. But the red wall's a funny place, and there are places like Dudley Council in the West Midlands, which is a solid working class council, always been marginal between Labour and the Tories, although the Tories have held it for a very long time now, and Labour made very little progress there. So it's a mixed story.
It's the first election in England to require a photo ID for people if they want to cast their ballot. What, if any, impact has that had?
We won't know what sort of impact it's had on turnout until you'd presumably have to do some rather sophisticated statistical analysis for that. But what surprised me actually yesterday was how few stories there were about people being turned away at polling stations. There were one person being turned away who was entitled to vote. Is one too many, in my personal view. But it hasn't been the big story. There hasn't been, there weren't sort of queues of angry crowds outside polling stations that some people were expecting. So I suspect that story is going to go away now.
All right. Well, lots more data to be poured over in the coming hours as these results mount up. But for the moment, we leave it there. John Rentall from the London Independent. Thanks for that, John.